Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the Wednesday of the second week of Advent. And you know, how can I say this? I honestly think it's one of the most favorite seasons of the year for me, because I almost sense a desire of God to be welcomed. You know, it's just like I'm coming, and I'm going, yes, you are. And I know it was many thousands of years ago that he came. But brothers and sisters, he comes again. He comes again and again and again when we ask him into each of our hearts. This beautiful season of Advent is a great season to get that straight again. That it's not just to do during Advent, but all the year. Come, Lord Jesus. Come and show me the way. Come and help me. Come, help me to understand the scripture. Help me to mend this relationship. Help me to heal this. All those kinds of ways we can turn to the Lord and ask him to come, because he is our King. He is our Lord. He is the Messiah. And he desires to give us so much, but we're so caught up in worldly things. And fine, buying gifts for other people, that's fine. But the most important thing is that you receive in your heart the Lord who is your Savior. You receive the gift and then give it away. Teach others. Help others to know him. My goodness, brothers and sisters, Christmas isn't just for a few of us. Christmas was intended for all of us. Many people have rejected the Lord and turned away and are no longer following him or never did follow him. Pray for them. But most of all, open up your own heart more to who God is and what God wants to do for you and for me. He wants to bring us safely home to him, not just barely get there, although some days we feel like that, don't we? But he loves you in the midst of all this. That is life. He loves you, and he longs to have you with him for all eternity. So, brothers and sisters, the entrance antiphon today certainly ties into what I just said. The Lord will come, and he will not delay. He will illumine what is hidden in darkness and reveal himself to all the nations. He will reveal himself. Brothers and sisters, many people, well, I never heard that. That never happened to me. Are we praying? Are we turning to the Lord? Are we saying, Lord, show me who you are? That doesn't mean he's going to come in some vision. There could be something you read, something you hear on the radio, something that you encounter through other friends, whatever. But someone will say something if you're praying that way, daily. If you're praying that way, someone will say something that will touch you in a particular way. And it will be an avenue to God. But pray every day, ask him every day, and ask him to, not only that you may be able to receive, but that in turn you may be able to give. Really want to encourage you during this Advent season to ponder that. And to see what it is that God wants of you. The antiphon says, the Lord will come and he will not delay. He will illumine what is hidden in darkness and reveal himself to all the nations. I know I said this before. I'm repeating it for a reason. I want you to know him and to see him and to begin to comprehend his presence. Even when your physical eyes can't see him, he's there. And the collect for today, the prayer, says this: Almighty God, who command us to prepare the way for Christ the Lord. Think about that. You're supposed to help prepare for the Lord's coming. What can you do for someone else during this season that would help that person? Look around you. Is there anyone in need? Even if you don't know their name, have you encountered anyone? Is there anything you can do for them? You may not have much. It may be just you expressing to someone that you will pray for them. But brothers and sisters, let us receive Christ and prepare our hearts to receive him this Christmas, perhaps in a way we never have before. And prepare then for how God will use you to bring him to many others. Grant in your kindness, we pray, that no infirmity may weary us as we long for the comforting presence of our heavenly physician, who lives and reigns in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Lord so loves us, and if we feel like we're faltering or we've made mistakes, he's right there to forgive us, right there to bring us back into the center of his fold, if we'll let him, if we'll let him, if we turn to him and ask him, help me, Lord, help me, show me what to do, show me what to say. And don't be afraid of going to confession if you need to do that. Don't be afraid of that. Open your heart so that you can be closer and closer to the Lord. And the first reading here is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 to 31. To whom can you liken me as an equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them, calling them all by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my right is disregarded by my God? It could not be. He knows you. He knows you. You understand. He knows you far better than you know yourself, far better than even your closest friend knows you. He knows you. Turn to him. Turn to him. Ask him. Do you not know, or have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. His knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. Could you imagine that? They'll soar as with eagle wings. Think of this. We get to heaven. With God, we will soar in the heavens, and we will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not grow faint. Look at what God's preparing for us. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Do you ever think about that? What awaits us in heaven? That's why I want to confess my sins. Embarrassed sometimes, absolutely. But I want to confess my sins. I want to have a clean slate for God and hopefully less sins the next time. Brothers and sisters, this is not just a club you belong to. This is the living God. This is God's desire for you. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Don't take advantage of that, but know it's there for you when you genuinely repent. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. He knows your intentions. He knows what's going on inside you. He sees you as no other human being can see you. And he knows what your heart really is. It can look like something else on the outside, but he knows what your intention is, your motive. That's the most important thing. Behold, the Lord comes to save his people. Blessed are those prepared to meet him. I need his salvation. People say, oh, I don't need a savior, I'm fine. And I can't laugh. I've cried many times, but there are times when it's so ridiculous that I have half laughed because I can't imagine saying that I can save myself. I can't. You can't. We can't. We have a savior who came to this earth. Oh, brothers and sisters, Let us make the anniversary of his birthday this Christmas a great and marvelous blessing for us. Turn to him and say, Lord, bless me in the ways I need to draw closer to you. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus said to the crowds, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, not your yoke. Take the yoke that God asks you to carry. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. Brothers and sisters, what God asks of us can be called, with our flesh, we'd say, no, it's not easy. But if we look at the love of God for us and what he's preparing for us and where he wants to bring us to meet him and to be with him in heaven, if you think about that, that's where you want to be. You don't want to be up in your man-made top floor, some castle or mansion. You don't want to be very, very rich. You don't want to be any of those things. You want to be with the Lord. You want the Lord and what he has for you. And I know we need money. I know that. I'm right with you on that. But we don't need to hoard it. And we don't need to capitalize on it. We don't need to say, oh, I'm fine. I have $2 million in the bank. And the next day, what could happen? Something could happen. The important thing is that you put your trust in him and love him and turn to him. And when you do that, he will guide you to safety. That's how he is. He is our Savior. Think of that. Brothers and sisters, there's one little article that I've very much liked called Come to Me. I just want to share one paragraph with you. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you right where you are right now. You don't have enough money, or you don't have enough food, or whatever the case may be, and you're challenged and it's difficult, and what am I going to do for my children, etc. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. A touching summons and a mysterious one, for it implies the acceptance of suffering, not flight from it. The very one who says, come and I will refresh you, adds a commentary on this coming in the words, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, and I will refresh you. It seems contradictory, but that's what Jesus tells us. Brothers and sisters, but he even continues more, thinking of the pearl he is offering in the jewel case of the cross. Take up my yoke upon you, and you shall find rest for your souls. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.